This is Walter Edgar with South Carolina from A to Z. O is for opera houses. In the period between 1880 and 1920, opera houses flourished in communities across South Carolina. Especially in larger towns, the opera houses were imposing architecturally distinctive buildings with elaborate interiors. Sumter's three-story Richardson Romanesque stone building had a 100-foot clock tower. In smaller communities, they were more modest and often located on the second floor of multipurpose buildings. In Lawrence, for example, above the town hall. Road shows that travel the country provided dramatic productions, musical comedies, operas, minstrel shows, and other live entertainment. By the 1930s, the new sound movies had eclipsed live entertainment, and some opera houses converted to motion picture theaters. In the decades after 1930, most of the opera houses in the state were demolished, but a few survived and have been restored in Abbeville, Sumter, Marion, and Newberry.